My mom has a permanently stuck in the 80s thing. We're talking teased up feathered hair, acid wash denim jacket, and shoulder pads. So many shoulder pads. But I just got a new phone from AT&T. And check this out. I got a second phone to gift my mom. So now, she can finally ditch her old one for a phone that can actually stream all the 80s shows she loves.
Come into an AT&T store and find out how to get a smartphone on us. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. See store for details.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida. It's been cold down here, folks. Well, we finally started to warm up today. Thank goodness for that. As always, at the beginning of each broadcast, I appreciate everybody who continues to support Get Lifted Radio, Turn Up Tuesdays. It's a platform that was started back in 2012, if I remember correctly, was the date. But nonetheless, we're still here. Turn Up Tuesdays is a platform created to showcase indie artists and interview artists, or as well as individuals who are building a brand, whether you be an author. Dancer, singer, producer, songwriter, manager, social media guru. If you're into marketing and branding consulting, you can also use this platform to share some of the knowledge with our listeners and individuals who are looking to grow their brands. It's 2017. We are in the second week, January 2017. Before you know it, folks, January 20th will be here, and the Mr. Orange Man himself, the president-elect, Donald Trump, he is not my president, will be in office. And I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but the guy has been spazzing out on Twitter, and just my personal opinion, considering the fact that he is going to be in the position upholding, representing the United States of America, I feel like even though he hasn't been sworn in, he should still be held to some sort of standard. His Twitter account needs to be deactivated. We're going to end up going to war with North Korea over 140 characters. Oh, Lord. But anyway, so January 20th, it'll be an interesting day. I just want to say it is probably going to be a testing, trying day in some parts of the United States of America. So for those of you who may live in some of these testy, testy areas, such as myself, Jacksonville, Florida, boy, I tell you, I didn't realize, and please excuse me, I'm not trying to offend anybody, but this is a redneck-ass city. Jacksonville, Florida is very redneckish. There's some disrespectful people here, but I know that it's everywhere. But for me, this is one of the places where I've lived. I'm originally from Ohio. I've lived in Cali, went to college in Nashville, Tennessee. I've lived in Georgia, and now I'm here in Florida. In between, I've traveled here and there, and honestly, I've never been called the N-word as many times as I've been called the N-word in Jacksonville, Florida. But nonetheless, tonight our topic is a very interesting topic. I keep hearing this, and I'm a little confused as to what it is, considering I am part of the LGBT community. But I keep hearing people talk about this gay agenda. Like, what the heck is a gay agenda? What's on the gay agenda? Who created the gay agenda? Why do people feel like this gay agenda, quote unquote, is being promoted? I'm very interested to know people's thoughts. If you call in, I respect everybody's opinion. I ask you to respect everyone else's opinion as well. 1-347-826-7536. And I'm going to get into my first track. I'm going to take it a little backwards this time. We usually start off in the hip-hop lane. 2017, I'm going to try to show a little more love to the R&B, hip-hop, soul, R&B, jazz, neo-soul, alternative rock, pop. I need to show those genres some more love. So if you know any of those artists within those genres, please have them visit getliftedentertainment.com. And there is a link there for those individuals to submit their tracks. With no further ado, I'm going to get into my first track. This young man is from Augusta, Georgia, representing the 706. What it do? Mike Devon. This track title is Moaning, right here on Turned Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Seems like it was just yesterday. I came over just to watch some Netflix. Baby girl, I'm not new to this. Stop playing, I know you wanted it. Funny how your body can be my witness. Ooh, I love it when you talk that shit. Gotta have your body. Gotta have your body. Everybody, girl, moaning.
Moaning.
Touching, hugging, got your body moan. You said you need me, baby, oh, okay. Give me a reason to stay. I love you when you need me. Turn on these movies. I'd rather have your body. Your body. For me. body, girl, moaning.
Moaning.
Moaning. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Before I get into my next track, I do want to remind everybody that tonight's topic is, well, it's really a question because I really don't know how we can have a discussion on something that it seems to be a made-up word for make people to feel comfortable about, I don't know, people being who they are. I mean, I'm going to assume that if you are part of the LGBT community or that is just who you are, I don't really think anybody is pushing you to be gay or lesbian or bisexual. I honestly feel like that's just who an individual is. Some people don't like it. Some people support it. It is what it is. I feel like people need to mind their own business and stop promoting this whole gay agenda as if gay people have a cult and we're recruiting people to be a part of the LGBT community. I am a very proud lesbian. I do not force my sexuality on anyone. If a woman is straight, she is straight. I don't try to convert anybody like heterosexual guys try to convert me. But, you know, that's a whole nother conversation within itself as well. However, I keep hearing individuals state and post on Facebook and Twitter and things like that, that the media and TV and radio is promoting a gay agenda. Yet, when I ask someone who says that, what is a gay agenda, no one really has an answer other than somebody being gay. Okay, well, what's the straight agenda? Because if you guys can tell me what the straight agenda is, then maybe we can come up with a gay agenda and compare it to the straight agenda. I'm not sure. Anyway, I want to know your thoughts. 347-826-7536. Press 1 to get in the queue. I'm going to take a call. I'm going to state the last 4 digits of your phone number. You can state where you represent and your name if you like. We'll go from there. 5594-5594. You're live on Turn It Up Tuesdays. What it do?
Hello?
5594, you're live. What it do?
Yes, I wanna give a shout out to, this is Mike Devon, and thank you for playing my record.
Hello, Mr. Mike Devon. You're welcome, sir.
Thank
Let
you,
the
sir.
People know what city you're from.
Augusta, Georgia, 706.
Representing that 706 Augusta, Georgia. And let the people know your genre of music and where they can find you at on Instagram and Twitter.
R&B and dabble in a little bit of hip-hop. You can find me on Instagram for Love Poor Mike Devon and Twitter, MikeDevon3. You listen to my tracks on YouTube and Mike Devon, All About You and Moni. Thank you for that.
Sweet, sweet. So what you got coming up? You got any shows, any showcases you want to let the people know about just in case someone is in your area and want to come check you out?
Right now, shows are just in the process of just gathering information, who all want to give me the chance to perform. I have two that's in the works right now, but I just can't be – it can't be undisclosed until actually be confirmed.
I understand. You got to keep it on the low, low.
You're right about that.
So how long you been doing music?
Been doing it for about 2 years. Just pick it back up just to get very professional with it nowadays. Starting off in the church, and now I'm here. So totally different.
Okay, you sound like you have an accent.
A little bit, a little Geechee in me.
Oh, Geechee, okay. Okay. Cool. Well, I definitely make sure I keep an eye on you and keep a notice on your music releases and things like that. If you got any shows or anything like that coming up, when you do get the dates and flyer information, don't hesitate to share it with us, and we'll be sure to share it with our network as well.
Definitely. Thank you for that.
I appreciate you. I appreciate you for calling in. I appreciate you for tuning in as well.
Anytime.
All right, man. You have a good night. And make sure you follow Mike Devon on Twitter at Mike Devon. That's D-E-V-O-N, V as in Victor, D-E-V as in Victor, O-N, the number 3. And you could check him out on Instagram at Love4, L-U-V, the number 4, Mike Devon, Love4 Mike Devon. We're going to keep it rolling. My next track is Miss Kim Joyce. This young lady is very talented. Singer-songwriter, I'm going to also call her an activist. I don't know if she carries that title, but just listening to her tracks, looking at her social media, she's definitely socially aware of what's going on politically, and she speaks about it in her music. This track right here is titled We the People, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays by Kim Joyce. Bow!
here to pray for the American.
Yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Get Lifted Radio. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. Make sure you follow us on the gram at @GetLiftedRadio. If you have anybody that is interested in being a guest or yourself, please have them visit GetLiftedEntertainment.com. That is our blog spot. There's an interview request there, a link there where they can fill out a form. We'll send them an email with the availability dates, confirmations, etc., and get it popping. I just want to thank everybody who continues to tune in every second and fourth Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time right here on Turned Up Tuesdays. You can always call in at 1-347-826-7536. If you want to speak, give shout-outs, let the people know who you are, if you're an artist, if you have a book, if you sell shirts. We can't announce selling EBTs. We can't announce selling EBTs. So don't be calling in letting people know you got them EBT cards to sell, because I'm going to hang up on you. I'm just playing. But no, for real, you can't call in about EBTs. We're going to keep it rolling. Where we going to go? Tonight's question or topic, however you want to phrase that, the reason why I say that is I don't know how it could be a topic because I haven't really gotten an explanation onto what it is, but what is a gay agenda? Who created it? What is this gay agenda all about? And why do I see this quite often on social media that the media and I guess music and gay and lesbian, bisexual individuals, lesbian such as myself, I guess we're promoting to be a lesbian or to be gay. I mean, I can't help if these parents buying their kids skinny pants and looking like leggings and jeggings and all that. That has nothing to do with me. That's them parents buying them clothes. Then them same parents posting, oh, they promoting their gay agenda. Let me see your receipt. But anyway, I'm going to keep it going. We're going to take it to Marion Hill. I love this young lady's voice. Actually, I'm going to go somewhere else real quick. I'm going to go somewhere else. I received my very first alternative rock track, and I am not a shallow individual at all when it comes to music. So I want to show Mr. J. Marco some love right here on Get Lifted Radio, Turned Up Tuesdays. I appreciate you and your track, sir, representing Nashville, Tennessee. I went to college in Nashville, Tennessee, Tennessee State University. Yes, sir. Here we go with Castaway right here on Get Lifted Radio. Bow! I'm gonna believe it ain't Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that was Castaway by J. Marco. You can follow him on Twitter and Instagram at j.marcomusic. J.marcomusic, Castaway, representing Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Tonight's topic or question is, what is a gay agenda? Who created it? What year was this created? Why don't I have a copy of this so I can be sure that I'm following this, since I am part of the LGBT community? I would like to know, who are the individuals that I'm supposed to be recruiting and promoting this to? No, I'm just really being sarcastic. That is just how crazy that sounds when I see and read they're really promoting this gay agenda. Nonetheless, if you have an opinion about it, if you're not scared to speak up now, you know, when you have an open forum and you can speak about it openly and you're not limited to characters like dial 1-347-826-7536. C-Town Records, I see you over there, Mr. Gregory. I appreciate you for tuning in, sir, in the chat room. I appreciate all your continued support. We got to get some more work in together, 2017. I know you and your artists over there have been working. So you got to fill us in and let us know what's been going on with you over there in C-Town Records. Like I said previous, before I got into my alternative rock, I was pretty excited to get an alternative rock track. I'm like, hell yeah. Anyway, we're going to keep it going. Y'all make sure y'all follow John Marco Music on Instagram and Twitter. Our next track is by Miss Marion Hill. This track is titled I Want You. This is an electronic track. I love her voice. Follow her on Twitter. Check her out on Instagram. Her music is also on iTunes. Marion, M-A-R-I-A-N, Hill, right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays.
Thank you.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight's topic or question is, what is a gay agenda and who created it? What year did they create this agenda? No, I'm just playing. What year is it? I mean, my bad. Seriously, like, I just have to laugh at this because, you know, I'm just going to reveal my age here real quick. I'm 37. I came out when I was like 16. So y'all do the math on that there. And, you know, it seems like each generation that comes along, there's something new. And this is definitely one of the funny ones, a gay agenda. As I stated, like, I would really like to see a copy of this agenda and who created it. Let me know what it's all about. 1-347-826-7536. Press 1. Someone in the chat room says, this is the most ignorant thing anyone could ever think of. Let people live their lives and love who they want to love. I appreciate you for that over there in the chat room. Let people love who they want to love. I like the very end of that statement. Who cares? Like, who cares who you love, who you're with? I don't, you know what's funny to me is, like, I have yet to come across, like, a group of LGBT individuals sitting in a group and, like, discussing what heterosexual couples are doing, how they do it, who they date. I don't know. It's kind of weird. Like, what is the fascination with the LGBT community and what we do and who we do it with? And why is one of the very first things that people think of when they speak of or talk about the LGBT community is sex? Like, that's one of the biggest misconceptions about who we are as individuals, as if we don't have hearts or we don't have feelings and we don't love just like the next individual loves. Love is love. Love doesn't have color. Love doesn't have orientations and all these different stigma. Love is just that. It's love. And unfortunately, for some people, I guess, you can't control it. And then, unfortunately, for those who try to control or make a person or make their child be a certain way other than who they really are deep down inside, it damages people. So with that being said, I heard a mother tell her child that was a teenager that marriage is between a man and a woman. Okay. First of all, those are all religious beliefs. You can't really just take things from Christianity and the Bible and make it fit everyone. If people really done their research on Christianity, it wouldn't be such a promoted agenda. If people really did their research and found out the truth behind Christianity. But that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. But one of the things that the mother said is marriage is between a man and a woman, and you better not bring anything other than that home. And I'm just, like, thinking to myself, you know, even if this child is not or is, like, they don't have a choice to be who they are because their parent has already said, hey, you can't be who you are. And for me, I know when I was a freshman going to be a sophomore in high school, like, it's hard to not be able to be who you are. It affects you. So all I'm saying is, if you don't know how to handle it, you don't know how to talk to your kids, if you don't have understanding, before you just go off the chain and kick your child out of the house and stop speaking to them and, you know, pretty much shun them from the family, like, go to counseling. Stop holding these stigmas that African American people can't go to counseling, or counseling is for people who have, like, really serious mental issues. No, counseling is for understanding. And the more you understand, the better things can be worked out. People are less hurt. Obviously, if a parent doesn't feel that their child should be gay or lesbian, and they end up being gay or lesbian, unfortunately, I guess that parent is gonna be hurt. But maybe if they had a little bit more understanding, it won't be so much pain, and there won't be like such a disconnect and non-communication and things like that. Because I'm gonna tell you right now, personal experience, that is some very painful shit, and I wouldn't wish that on anybody. So with that being said, it is Turn It Up Tuesdays, and we gonna turn it up a little bit. What we gonna, you know what, we gonna go with my man Trouble. He been doing his thing in ATL and beyond. Shout out to Trouble. Shout out to I Am The Connect, Uncle T. I see you guys doing your thing with your movement, man. It's motivating. I appreciate everything Uncle T shares with us in your social media. But we gonna get into this track right here. Who You Kidding? Right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. I was a little sentimental, y'all. I didn't mean to be, but I just feel like certain things need to be brought to the surface. And this is definitely one of the subjects that should be brought to the surface. Nonetheless, here we go with Who You Kidding? By Trouble T. Produced by Zaytoven on the beat.
Yeah. DT. You kid, make me pull up on your window, make me miss it. Pull up on your bitch, I had a coupe trippin'. That Bentley beats like had a new edition. Ayy, I am dropping down. How you hating on me? I try to let you shine. That's it like a thing, I ain't a air time. Tell him lying. Turn out be your bitch to pick up air time. Tell him lying. Say no shit. Know that. And this a shit if morning time can't fit me croquet. Tell my shit in law, man, look up from the project. When you do my dog, funny hundreds, I can project. I can see it, baby, I can see it. Let me see it. Tell my chauffeur, huh? Yeah. Don't believe it. Be like on my son, dog. He keep it treated like a vibe for dog. These other talking about your shoulders, him been throwing down his jaw. Who the fuck is you, kid?
Make me pull up on your window, make me miss it.
Pull up on your bitch, I had a coupe dripping. That Bentley beats like had a new edition. Ayy, out here dropping down. How you hating on me? I try to let you shine. That's just like a thing, I ain't a hair time. Tell him lying. Turn out be a bitch to pick up every time. Tell him lying. Ain't no set trip. School might come through that bitch and grip blue. Dog, I went and did that thing for bitch true. Malala, OG's no school. Deuce. Just like Bobby Johnson, school get poppin'. Ain't no good with him, bitch. I'm a young rapper. Ain't gotta go through that, I done been caught. You ain't gon' pop that, boy, you done been. I was from chain gang sales to a jet. Went from talking about it to bring my mama a jet. I went from showing love and then me and I appreciate it. The same, the nigga got a whole heart, you will never make one.
Who the fuck is you, kid? Make me pull up on your window, make me miss it.
Pull up on your bitch, I had a coupe trippin'. That Bentley beats like had a new edition. Ayy. Drop it down. How you hating on me? I try to let you shine. That's just like a
lying, tell me I'm lying.
It's a game.
I came up from nothing, nigga, you can't tell me shit, yeah. Did it on my own, take out my neck, take out my wrist, yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now a nigga getting rich, I swear every day we lit,
yeah. Every day we lit, yeah. You can't tell me shit, yeah. Remember I was broke, yeah. Now I'm getting rich, yeah.
Yeah, when you diamond colder than a bitch, then you know you lit. When you quit, you take a nigga bitch, then you know you lit.
Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit, yeah.
Every day we lit, every day we lit, every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit.
Can't wait to get that vodka run, put it on my arm. That counter to 50 with my mom, the bar done. All my car came from, my chain glowing. I ain't going, man, look where we came from. All your bangles got my name on it. Want me to put my name on it? I got the hottest 16, one of the best you ever seen. But she like it when I sang on it.
I came up from nothing, nigga, you can't tell me shit. Yeah, did it on my own, take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah,
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now a nigga getting rich, I swear every day we lit.
Yeah,
man.
Every day we lit. Yeah, you can't tell me shit. Yeah, remember I was broke, now I'm getting rich. Yeah,
yeah, when you diamond colder than a bitch, then you know you lit. When you quit, you take a nigga bitch, then you know you lit.
Every day we lit, yeah. Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Every day we lit,
yeah.
Every day we lit,
we lit.
Every day we lit,
we lit.
Every day we lit,
oh yeah.
Can't wait to get that new drop, put that on my block,
yeah.
I just copped a new beam, put that on my Glock,
yeah.
I done set my game up, got my change up, I swear on my niggas I won't never change up.
Rollie all of my wrist,
yeah.
Rollie all of my bitch,
yeah.
I ain't going back, bro,
never.
Now a nigga get rich,
yeah.
I did it all on my own, then nobody gave me a loan. Now my diamonds on
froze,
now I'm fucking niggas hoes,
yeah.
I came up from nothing, nigga, you can't tell me shit,
yeah.
Did it on my own, take out my neck, take out my wrist. Yeah.
I swear I ain't never expected it to be like this. Now a nigga getting rich, I swear every day we lit.
Yeah,
man.
Every day we lit.
Yeah,
you can't tell me shit.
Yeah,
remember I was broke.
Yeah,
now I'm getting rich.
Yeah, yeah, when you diamond colder than a bitch, then you know you lit. When you quit, you take a nigga bitch, then you know you lit.
Every day we lit.
Yeah,
every day we lit.
Oh yeah,
every day we lit.
Oh yeah,
every day we lit.
Oh yeah.
Tell me shit, yeah. Every day we lit,
I done seen every nigga in the city get rich. Oh, how quick do they forget, no. Oh, I ain't got time for a regret. We gon' put the game in the chokehold till they submit, bitch. Sick dog with a vet, they let me hang it by my neck. Had to find the finesse, cause niggas wasn't spending checks. Came up on the price, how you want it playing nice? Check my back, remove the knife. Vice House coming twice. I was looking for a 9-to-5, filling out applications, but I just came up off the toe. So what the fuck is you saying? Southside pledging under oath. Go Grammy, I need one of those. Fake friends, baby, what are those? Wheels turning like a 100 folks. They disappear like Mason Baxter. Think they found something better. Oh God, hold your head up. But we aiming from the legs up. These niggas thinking that they did something. Twitter got these boys gas, but we the only ones running. Lead them
hoes in the bag.
I done seen every nigga in the city get rich. Oh, how could you, they forget, dumb. Oh, I ain't got time for a regret. We gon' put the game in the choke culture, they submit, bitch. Let em in, let em in. Ain't nothing but revenge. Welcome to the fire sauce, nigga. Where all that funny shit is. Know these niggas ain't your friends. Know these niggas ain't your friends. Say goodbye to the night sky. Say hello to the end. Kawasaki kickstand. City leaning on your man. Y'all niggas had gears. Couldn't even make a plan. Y'all some one-hit wonders. Every single last one of y'all. Swear to God, man, I'm done with y'all. Ask God, well, I'm done with y'all. Too busy popping out of rounds. Guess you ain't that nigga at the raw. Came fast with a fastest ball. Turn over like it's basketball. So what the fuck is we doing? No rings, pay you in. Phone off, travel man. Phone off, travel man. I'm putting this whole thing on my mama. I'm running no comments in 2 weeks thing. I'm running on premium. These niggas medium, bro. What the fuck did you think? We do not flip-flop. These boys up in hip-hop. With niggas and bitches forever, boy, you was never the tip top, boy, this shit hot. I seen every nigga in the city get rich. Oh, how could you, they forget, dumb. Oh, I ain't got time for a regret. We gon' put the game in the choke culture, they submit, bitch.
Let em in, let em in. This ain't nothing but revenge. Welcome to the fire sauce, nigga. All that funny shit.
Yo, 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 it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. It's winding down to the end of our broadcast. If you know anybody who is looking to increase their media kit and they like to get an interview on our podcast, please have them visit getliftedentertainment.com. That is our blog spot. They will see a link there titled Get Interviewed. Fill out the form. What we do is we review all the information that is submitted, make sure that we receive all the necessary information, such as a high quality professional photo. Please do not send a selfie of yourself in the damn bathroom and think that somebody's going to use that photo on a flyer. I know that there is somebody in your area that is willing to do a cheap photo shoot for you, even if you just start off with 3 or 4 shots so that you can get your materials together, such as your bio, your EPK, and things like that. Like, packaging means a lot. It will take you a long way. Present yourself and present yourself well. If you need help with those services, please visit the website, our blog spot, getliftedentertainment.com. You can fill out the contact form there. Let us know what you are in need of. We'll get you popping. Those last couple tracks, many of you guys already know YFN Lucci. Every Day We Lit. The last track was by Mr. Forte Bowie. You can follow him on Twitter at FORTEBOWIE. We're going to roll this thing over back to Georgia. Columbus, Georgia, that is. Mickey McKnight, man. Consistency is the adjective I will use to describe her as an artist. Consistency. Dependable. Creative. Those three things will take you a long way as an artist. And she's definitely been consistent. She's been dependable. Showing up for a show. Finding shows to show up for. And taking her creativity to the next level. each and every quarter. Here we go. Get Some right here on Turn It Up Tuesdays. Nikki McKnight. You can follow her at 706 Nix. Bow.
Easy said I need a club song.
Say you get into that money that we been spending. All them chicks who chasing after, man, we been hit them. I'm around, fuck a pound, bitch, I been trending. Nothing you can introduce me to, cause I been there. Hey, get some. Hey, get some. Hey, get some. Get some.
Walk up in the building like I own it. And she the baddest up in here, but I don't want her. My little mama hit my phone saying we gon' make it hot when I get home. Sent the nude for the warm-up. You ain't got a cuffy girl, you can let her go. You knew I bet my chick was, you know I ain't sweating yours. I'm just trying to get a little tipsy. Go ahead, take a couple flicks, I'm kinda frisky. Say she recognized me from a Twitter feed. Took a selfie for the gram and she mentioned me. Like the page on the book and then she friended me. Watch what you're saying on that book shot and my chick be ring. Homie with the mug, better kill that. But we turn this to the club where you get drilled at. I'm trying to keep the peace, see my deuces up. You in here looking all tight, partner loosen up. What you mad cause I'm looking like a million? What you mad cause she looking like she feel me? What you mad cause you want that she with me? Oh, you mad cause they booked me in your city, ha ha.
Say you get into that money that we been spending. All them chicks who chasing after, man, we been hit em. I'm around, fuck a pound, bitch, I been trending. Nothing you can introduce me to cause I been there. Hey, get some.
First two, coming with a new flow. Same crew won't f*** around with new folk. So official, no whistle, but I'm still blowing. Tiptoeing to the top as I kill the noise. It's a rap, baby, I'm all facts, baby. From the cocaine 80s, but I don't crack, baby. I keep my cool under pressure. Move with finesse, I'm always two steps ahead of them. Soon as you catch up on the move to the next. After what you doing next, no, I don't move like the rest. Lips got me deaf and looking cool when I step. That's that Candyland swagger. Always true to the west side. Where I was running as a youngin'. OG, now all my youngins out there running. They see me putting on for them all across the country. Got us looking like money and they love it. I love it.
Say you get into that money that we been spending. All them chicks who chasing after, man, we been hit them. I'm around, fuck a pound, bitch, I been trending. Nothing you can introduce me to, cause I been did it. Hey, get some.
I can't move like that. see when I'm asleep.
I'll smooth like that.
It's obvious fate wanted us to meet.
I'll smooth like that. I'll smooth like that.
So how about you let me take you for a drink?
I'll smooth like that.
Yo, it's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida. Sorry, Mag. Dang old mic done got all over the place on me and everything. Y'all, my bad. But anyway, we're live from Jacksonville, Florida. That was Sugar by Jenna Fair. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram. I am Jenna Fair. That's IamJenniFair. We're going to keep this day rolling. Tonight's topic was, or question, however you want to phrase it, but, you know, as I was stating, I see a lot of individuals posting in regards to this gay agenda that's being promoted, and considering I am a proud lesbian, proud to be a part of the LGBT community, I have yet to receive a copy of that gay agenda. Nonetheless, I have yet to been able to find who created it, when it was created. If anybody has any of these answers for me, please fill me in, because I would like to be in the loop in regards to the gay agenda. I'm being sarcastic for those of you who don't really know. I'm really, really being sarcastic. But anyways, the gay agenda. What is it? Who created it? Where did this all get started? How do you feel that the media is promoting anything that obviously is a part of individuals' lives? I mean, that's what TV and media and things are. It's supposed to be an expression of art, an expression of things that kind of happen, portray what goes on in life. And we do have individuals that are gay and lesbian, and they love one another, and they have families and kids and the whole nine yards. So I'm not exactly sure what the agenda is. I know for me, my sexuality is my sexuality. I don't try to promote and push myself off on anybody, never have. Number one, I think that's kind of lame. It's just like a straight dude or a straight individual constantly trying to talk to the same person who's just like, no. I mean, come on now. Like, but trying to transform somebody to be something that they're not, it goes a little bit farther. And if an individual is not gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, I don't really think there's anybody that can convert you to be that if it's not already within you. We do live in a day and age where people are more open, and I feel like that's what bothers individuals, is that people are not afraid to be who they are, and not so much saying that individuals flaunt the fact that they are gay, lesbian. I mean, there are some who are. There's some guys that brag about how big their penises are, so I mean, we can go there too, but that's a whole nother subject. I just feel like we all need to learn how to respect one another's religions, sexuality, skin color, disabilities. There's going to be skinny people. There's going to be medium people. There's going to be large, extra large. I mean, and at the end of the day, there's going to be dark people, there's going to be light people. I just feel like we all need to understand that everybody deserves respect and everybody deserves love. So With that being said, I'm going to play my final track of the night. And this track is titled, Why You Mad? By Abyss. You can follow her on Twitter and Instagram. And that's A_B_Y_S_S_. And I'm going to tweet that for those of you who didn't catch the underscores. And here we go with Why You Mad right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Ba-pow!
You know what I noticed?
What, girl?
No matter what you do, you always gonna have some haters. And just when you think the hate is done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay. Since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live, I got a question. Like, hot damn, ho, here she go again. Still murdering words purposely. Perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst urgently. Emergency, 911, they reporting third degree. Homicides look wild like they never heard of me. Surprised, like flashing before their eyes. Now they nervous me. Curses, sitting in the corner like they're nerving me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking. You mean? Always got their mouth open, slow poking their nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off that wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Scheming, wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're phony.
They whispering.
What? I can't hear you. Don't nobody do it like I do. They have yet to show and prove it. My music ain't just amusement. It's truth inside of a movement. Born into it, I'm fluent. Can't carve and copy my blueprint. Balls on top of these markers. Whose markers were found and ruined. You doing too much. Yep, you losing. Look, but can't touch. Yeah, you stupid if you think the human in me could give a fuck about you basic haters. You say chasing the way up in this wave. I'm a driller. Stop, you get ate up. Keep trying to play a player. I don't be playing fair.
Nope.
I stay fresh to death and you stay gassing for air. Hope you said you a prayer. Petty and I don't care.
Yep.
If you coming for me, make sure you come with a payer. Yeah, I'm talking brass. I be dishing your back. You shouldn't be throwing rocks when your house made out of glass. Yeah. Grow up, you moving too fast. They booing you trash. You doing it past. You ain't first, you last.
So, yeah. I see what you're talking about now. And I guess that's why you're mad.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, we can all make it say spotlight in your city, magic love, get lifted, if you really ready, say if you really ready, say you know,
summer is here. The sun is out, and so are you.
When you go, take along a clever little app called Audible so you can listen to the stories you love while doing the things you love. Outside. A walk, a run, the pool, or the beach. All better with Audible. For just $14.95 a month, you get a credit good for any audiobook from the world's largest selection. If you don't like it, exchange it anytime. So get outdoors with Audible. Start a 30-day trial and your first audiobook is free at audible.com.